Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The state of Michigan is offering a helping hand to the people who guard its prisons. Earlier this spring, you'll recall we spoke with Carrie Johnson, a corrections officer at the Cotton Correctional Facility. Carrie has lost four co-workers to suicide in only the last 2 years.
Correctional officers across the nation have a higher propensity towards drugs and alcoholism, divorce, and suicide. We often talk about we're the forgotten branch of law enforcement.
And now comes word. The Michigan Department of Corrections has brought in someone who will run an employee wellness program. Lynn Gorski did similar work for nearly 9 years for the Michigan State Police. She is here with us now. Lynn, the Michigan Corrections Organization Union says 14 active or recently retired CEOs have died by suicide since 2015. What does that tell you?
You know, Cynthia, that tells me that there's been an issue, and it's not an issue that's unique to the Michigan Department of Corrections. It is an issue that has unfortunately been an issue for law enforcement, first responders, individuals who work in corrections and criminal justice, and it's time for a call to action.
And I know your background as a mental health professional, you've also worked many years in law enforcement and criminal justice, and you've been working with the Michigan State Police. What did you take away from that time with the MSP that you want to bring to the Department of Corrections?
Well, Cynthia, I tell you, that time was such a growing time for wellness in that department. What I've taken away is that it is not just a time for a department to be reactive to crisis. It's a time for departments to have more of a proactive stance in wellness. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, wellness in these type of careers is not a perk. It is absolute necessity. And that is truly one of the bases for this wellness program.
Give us an idea of what you will be doing with this program to make sure that it makes a real difference for corrections officers, that it's not window dressing.
Oh, absolutely. Not window dressing. It's not just words. These are actions. And this goes back to a basic level. First off, in the wellness unit, we'll be hiring individuals who are specially trained and will be trusted to work not just with employees, but also help develop our peer support program. Our peer support program will be individuals out in the state in different work sites that will also receive specialized training and will be guided and available to all employees 24/7. A true wellness program needs to be accessible. It also needs to be trusted. So we're going to be getting out there very often and working with individuals, not just when there's a crisis, not just when there's an issue, but bringing in wellness initiatives to the forefront at every work site.
One of the stressors that Carrie Johnson spoke about when she was on this program that many corrections officers feel is mandatory overtime and short staffing. Do you feel the union has a valid point here?
Well, I tell you, with the overtime, the mandatory overtime that is certainly come up to be an issue, there of course is a concern. Being able to balance life, personal life with career life in any profession is important, but especially in this profession. I also feel very strongly that this department is working very hard to combat the issues of the mandatory overtime and trying to create a more balanced position for all employees across the board.
Is the DOC aware of these concerns? Is it actively recruiting to kind of help with these problems with short staffing and mandatory OT?
Absolutely. The recruiting processes have taken on a whole new life. It is being able to develop and refine innovative recruiting practices, but also getting staff in that are trusted, are trained, are versed in developing a lifestyle of wellness coming in, and to be able to assist and to fill those needs in workplaces across the state.
Her comment about we often talk about we're the forgotten branch of law enforcement. Certainly the Michigan State Police are not. We see them out and about, and the public's aware of the work they do. How do you help corrections officers with that feeling of they're out of sight and out of mind to the public?
Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you what, one thing that I began to notice, and maybe the public has noticed as well, is there's more discussion about the field of corrections. seeing what the field truly is and the dedication of these public servants. So part of our mission is not just to get the initiative of wellness out there to the employees and their families, but also to be able to address some of the perceptions of the public and to truly make them aware of the dedication and the sacrifices that are made in this absolute necessary role in these type of fields.
If you and I are talking in 1 year, 2 years, what do you want to be able to tell us about the work you're going to be doing?
In 1 or 2 years, I want to be able to say that there is a forward motion, that wellness has become a normal conversation, that individuals in this field with Michigan Department of Corrections are truly embracing what that meaning of well-being is, and that they have an understanding that this department stands by wellness for their employees. I want to be able to say that that message is out there, that the resources are in line, and that's resources from ground up, from a crisis level to outside mental health resources to training opportunities. I would love to be able to come back and speak with you and talk about that type of growth and have others in the department talk about the impact of this program, because I truly believe in this. I've seen it happen at Michigan State Police, and it is my dedication that that initiative is brought to the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Lynn Gorski is the new Employee Wellness Program Manager for the Michigan Department of Corrections. Lynn, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.